examination.
Got to turn his mic up.
Oops. It's on.
It's on. Put it close to your lips like you kiss Barbara. Okay. There you go.
As I was saying, I was on a mission. My brother Dan's in a nursing home back in London Falls. Not doing too good. And not knowing the Lord. I went back there to make sure if and when he does pass on, that he's going to end up in heaven with Jesus. Right? And all the others of our family that are up there. Barbara's saying, speak up. So as I was saying, I went back there with a mission. I started talking with Dan about Jesus and about the Bible and about God. And lo and behold, Dan was very receptive to what I had to say. And as Dan was sharing with me some of the sorrows over the years and problems he'd caused with his family and regrets that he had in his family, I shared with him on the Book of David, chapters involving David's involvement with Bathsheba. As you all know, he had an adulterous affair with her and loved her so much that he had her husband Uriah sent out to the field and basically murdered. And I told Dan, I said, you know, Dan, if God can forgive David for what he did and forgive him and make David a man after God's own heart, then I think he can forgive you. Long story short, the day we were heading out to come back here to you folks, I prayed a prayer of acceptance with Dan, and Barbara shared a prayer with him too. Before I got to leave, I think Barbara had already left the room. My brother didn't know the Lord. Didn't want to know the Lord. A year ago, asked Jesus into his heart.
That's wonderful. Yes.
I'm just so happy and overjoyed.
Amen.
And now I know that when I die, I go to heaven.
Amen.
My brother and my sister are going to stand there waiting for me, along with Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. That's wonderful, Leon. That's great.